And you would say, thinking about the wind getting very high, you'd say, all night the wind
blew like a storm.
All right. And I just, I had just gotten some clothes hung up on the line when the wind came along and them down.
Blew them down.
That was bad, but the wind has, even harder than that, has...
Hey, or the, blowing them away.
Right. If the wind is coming from the that direction, you say the wind is what?
From the south.
All right. And a wind halfway between, see, that's the west.
Right? Uh-huh.
The wind halfway between the south and the west is what kind of wind?
Southwest or a tornado.
Is that the way that the
tornadoes come?
Mm-hmm. All right. What about one halfway between the south and the east? It would be what kind of wind?
A northern wind.
Okay, so, but halfway between the south and the east.
The south and the east.
It's that one. I'm pointing the wrong way. That's
the southeast.
All right. What about one up here?
Oh, that would be the northeast.
And the
south. Northwest.
Okay. If it's not rain, if it's raining, but there's just a few drops, it's not very hard, you'd say it's doing what?
Oh, it's just a sprinkle.
Right. There's a heavy white mist that comes up in the morning.
A fog.
And you'd say, I couldn't see this morning. It was so...
So thick.
Or so foggy.
So foggy.
If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we're having a...
Drought.
All right. Is a dry spell the same as a drought?
Well,
or not as long?
It's not as long as a drought.
All right. If the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you say the wind is doing what?
Blowing up a rain.
All right. If it's just the opposite, if the wind's been very strong and then it starts getting gentler, you'd say the wind is doing what?
Laying.
It's which?
Laying.
Laying?
Uh-huh. The wind is laid.
All right. You know, one morning when the fall, when you go outside and it's chilly, but it's not unpleasant. It's kind of a nice morning. You'd say, it's this morning, it's rather, it's...
Like a fall.
It's snappy, brisk,
oh,
chilly.
Oh, brisk, chilly.
All right. Would chilly be uncomfortable?
No, not too uncomfortable. A brisk, I think it's when it's a brisk morning, it makes you feel so good.
Oh, yes. If it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you might say, last night we had a...
Big frost.
All right. Is there a severe frost that you'd call something else?
A severe frost?
Yeah. If it killed a frost, would you call it something different?
We'd say it was a killing frost.
All right. And then there could be a lighter one that
uh-huh.
didn't kill.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Well, we had a light frost.
All right. If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
Freeze over.
And when you say that, do you mean that it really, the whole surface, or would you say froze over if it was just around the edges?
No, it would freeze over solid. It has to be real cold over to do that.
Okay. And speaking, you're thinking about freeze, you might say the pond had
ice.
Or you had
thin ice.
I'm thinking about the word freeze.
Oh,
though.
Freeze.
The pond had what? Oh, had
it froze over.
Okay, fine. Would you count for me, this is just for pronunciation now of the area, count for me from 1 to 10.
From
just
1
slowly,
to 10.
I'm not just so I'm getting on the
table. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, and the number after 10 is?
11.
And then?
12, 13, 14, 15.
Stop.
Stop.
The number after 19 is?
20.
The number after 26 is?
It's 27.
The number after 20.